Bonercast, ladies and gentlemen. I, of course, am G Money. I am joined by Todd Bernardi, Lady Gannon, Aaron, Format,
Francine,
Annalika.
Man.
I'm sorry, it is Francine Walraven, the lovely Francine Walraven.
From never on, like, I'm now Lady Gannon.
Lady Gannon.
I'm Lady Gannon.
I know there's going to be people wanting to look up the art, and they're going to be like,
course.
Typing in Lady Gannon. It's like, why is this working?
You're going to have to change your name on Kickstarter.
I'm going to hashtag Lady Gannon all of your posts now.
I'm going to get the website right now.
Oh, my.
Daddy.
That's too funny. Here we go.
I'm
part two.
See if Lady Gannon is available.
Yeah, see if it is. We're going to go into the spoiler cast for Deadpool 2, part two, right here on the Nerd Watch. I do want to let you guys know once again, if you guys are listening, you guys can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. Follow us on Instagram at nerdwatchnation. Follow us on Instagram at the_nerdwatch. Excuse me, and then follow us on Twitter at nerdwatchnation. And then, of course, you guys can check out our Patreon at patreon.com/nerdwatch. If you enjoy the show, please donate to the show so we can get Todd a razor. Also,
you wouldn't like me if I was bald.
I don't like
you never gave us a chance.
That's right. I don't like you now. Have I introduced everybody?
There's no Lady Gannon, but there is a Lady Cannon.
Oh,
yeah. I've got one of those too.
Apparently, it's a folk.
Really? Would you like to talk more about your Lady Cannon?
Reminiscence of Nick Cave, Patti Smith, and Will Oldham.
Oh, wow.
I know some of those.
Patti Cave, huh?
Patty what?
Patty Cake? Did you say Patty Cake?
I'm just messing.
Did you? I think you said Patty Cave with a V. Hey,
oh, you know. Patty Cave? I've got one of those.
I've got one of those.
Baker's Man.
All right. Anyway, if I didn't introduce them, which I believe I did, let's get right to it. Todd, this is...
You can introduce them again.
This is your time, Todd. Not the whole podcast like last time. But you do have
you
got to
clarify with him.
I know. I do. Todd, your thoughts.
He couldn't have that many thoughts on this movie.
Your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean,
on Deadpool 2.
Like after Infinity War, I went in there and just watched the movie and left. I was like, oh, well, I don't have any notes.
All right, listen. Can you concentrate less on your art and more on the subject at hand?
I don't think he could concentrate less on his art if he tried. I'm just guessing at it.
Thanks, buddy.
It looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Is that Stone Cold?
No.
Oh.
Is that Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
Anyway, your thoughts, Todd.
Stone Cold Vin Diesel?
On Stone Cold Vin Diesel. What's your thoughts on Deadpool 2, other than the fact that no kid name themselves? No respecting parent should name their kid Todd.
Yeah, that was my favorite line of the movie.
That was my favorite line of the movie, too.
That was
I was
Monica
like, I hope
line.
Todd's watching this.
Yeah, that was great.
That was a Monica line?
Yeah, that was Monica.
Yeah. I'm Miranda glad Baccarin. She's fucking dead.
Miranda Baccarin.
Whoa!
Whoa!
I can't say that.
312! Sorry, Format. Jeez.
Oh, what happened?
Nothing you're going to do anything about.
I don't know.
This is a Magnum episode as far as I'm concerned.
This one's never going to see the light of day.
I liked it. I thought it was really well done. I thought that it had a pretty good plot. I thought that it had pretty good action.
I knew you would.
I think that all the things that you guys don't like about the movie were things that they actually included because it was a Marvel film. Like that all the stuff that you guys like at the end of the movie, that's a Marvel comic book over and over. That's what they're going to do in the next Infinity War. It's like it's something where, you know, they try to show you how the emotional range and depth of the characters, and for all that you see, it just doesn't matter after the climax. And I think that that's something that was one of the tropes that they were playing with. I thought that Ryan Reynolds his performance was really great. I thought that Wade Wilson's character developed more than any of the. More than any other superhero movie I've seen this year.
Nobody wants to see Deadpool's character develop.
Thank you.
But that's not the.
He grew.
But that's. But that's how you. That's
that, to love the little boy.
But that's just how you write an interesting character.
Yes, I thought it was really strange that people planned to have children. I thought they were just all accidents.
Right? Isn't that how?
No, I'm serious. I was like, they're really gonna plan to have a kid?
Yeah, especially somebody like Deadpool.
Yeah,
right?
I thought that was just something that
you're like
just
we're
happened.
Doing this, honey.
Oh, yeah, he's growing up.
And
Deadpool.
They watch Gentle before they do it. Like I was like, I don't know.
First
like, I'm
of all,
buying.
Doesn't everybody watch Gentle before they do it?
I mean, I didn't. I don't.
You sure?
Yeah, because sometimes my boner is too hard. I need to take it down a notch. I'm like, come on, Streisand, help me out here.
That's a legitimate question.
You don't sing the song from Mental when you climax?
It's hard to stay on key.
Mama, can you hear me? It's Papa, can you hear me? Anyway.
Papa, can you hear me? Yeah. Not when Alika sings it.
Anyway, Todd, finish your thought.
That's pretty much it. I thought that the story was good. I thought the exposition was good. I thought that the dialogue was wonderful.
I'll give you that. The dialogue is incredible.
Yeah.
What the dialogue between Cable and Deadpool? Or the dialogue between Vanessa and
you're looking at T.J. Miller and you're like, oh, you're a dirty guy. But you're still funny in this movie.
He was. I didn't think he was funny. I didn't think he was like funny in the last one either. Okay. I was like waiting. I expected more. And I was like,
you know, T.J. Miller has always been hit or miss with me. But when he's on for, there's some moments where I appreciate him.
Like Transformers?
I like his face.
Not Transformers.
He's a poor man's Dane Cook.
I think.
What?
Porn man?
Oh, poor man.
Why do I hear all the gross stuff? No.
Dane Cook is a poor man's Dane Cook.
True.
Now he is.
Now
for
he
sure.
is. Yeah, yeah. Anybody see Good Luck Chuck? Ugh.
He's going to do a remake of the number 23.
I saw Dan Cook at the Hot Topic here in Kahului.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. When I was managing years and years ago, he came with a girlfriend. He was wearing shades and he was trying to not be noticed.
But not be noticed.
Yeah. It's pretty
like
sad.
That in celebrity way.
Exactly.
What up, DC? So stupid. Anyway, Todd, tell us your ridiculous opinion about Deadpool 2 again. What was it?
He liked how good the story was. Good.
It was a wonderful movie.
How'd you like X-Force?
Okay, yeah.
Buddy.
I'm surprised. I think it's because you're a contrarian, but I will say this. I'm surprised that you would let those
That's racist.
Things go. Like, there are things in this film that tonally just don't mesh together.
From the country.
the same thing happened with Ant-Man. There were things that tonally didn't mesh together with Ant-Man. And I think that that's because these giant superhero movies are being built by committee. Everybody, we talked about how Deadpool had to do a bunch of hurried reshoots. And I think that that probably was because it was too funny and there was no emotional depth or range.
True.
And I think that they went back and they reshot and they put
that
those
too far back.
I think that they put
I know a lot of the reshoots were because Domino and Cable tested well.
If you think, I mean, and if
which
you
is
think
good.
About
I'm glad
so
we got more Domino.
They shot more scenes for them.
And if you think about it, I think that like a
but
lot
I don't
of the
know
other
how that affected the movie as a whole.
But the other scenes that you see in the movie, the ones that probably cost the less to film. Were the emotional things just in the apartment between Deadpool and his girlfriend?
The worst part.
But
so,
you know the funny thing is that it's not that the stuff in the apartment was great. It's just it's the stuff where he's diving in the pool and he's seeing her in the afterlife. It's just what are we doing
and
here?
It's in an apartment.
Yeah, but that's the scenes. Those are the bad scenes.
Yeah,
it's not a special effect. And I think that they probably added
they do
that
like
in.
A Vaseline camera lens. It's like sepia tone.
No, you're right. They kind of do. You're right.
You just smudge a piece of Vaseline right in between the middle.
Like, that'll do.
Is it? And here's the thing. Is it because? Is there some reason that we have to see Ryan Reynolds' face? Do we have to see normal?
I don't want to say this, but I also think it's probably true. Is that Ryan Reynolds probably worked that in?
Yeah.
He was like, "You guys, I can't be this ugly burn victim the whole movie. You have to see this gorgeous face."
But he's prettier as a burn victim.
I thought so. He kind of goes out of his way to do the makeup stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
He had a cancer penis in the first one. They actually had to put makeup on his dick. Can I say dick?
No. You say Richard.
916. Anyway.
Was it circumcised? Does anybody remember?
I don't remember.
Look at
maybe
how
your
I
mother
drew you
does,
as a dog.
We don't.
Maybe it was in the shape of a lipstick tube?
When it pulls back.
But Todd, what I'm surprised is that you are so willing to forgive the tonal shifts, the story weaknesses, because you never
he rejoices in that because he hates Marvel.
But what's the tonal shift isn't? I mean, it, I don't. There was tonal shifts in Infinity War. There were tonal shifts in Black Panther.
What's more important than Vanessa? Because Vanessa and Wade's character in this one, because we already established in the first one that they're great together. Their relationship is perfect in that movie. We get no sense of relationship, in my opinion, between Fire Fist and Wade.
Monica Baccarin was not even
Morena.
Morena Baccarin was not even in Deadpool 1. He spent the whole movie hiding in the shadows away from her because he'd come back to life and he was ugly.
Agreed, but what I will say is that you already established that by the end of the film when she sees him.
You don't see them together very much in Deadpool 1.
We don't have to, do we?
Yeah, I think
the Calendar Girl montage was enough.
Thank you. It's a good point.
There was a lot of naked scenes, and that was fun.
but that's another thing that I was thinking was that I think that kind of improves the movie, that you get to see them both together more than you did in the first one.
So do you think it was a good idea that they kill her then?
Well, I think that it was, like I said, it's going back to the whole, you know, superhero trope where the girlfriend or somebody, you know, one of the more popular comic books in Marvel makes now is called Spider-Gwen, and Gwen was famously killed off.
First of all, take that disdain out of your voice when you say Spider-Gwen, all right? So, yeah.
Anyway, I mean...
That's it with the respect it deserves.
Yes, right? As a
number one
gimmick.
Selling...
So I think that's just, you know, they're gonna bring her back and then maybe give her superpowers in the next one. I think that's just that they're riffing
on.
I
thought that superpowers were gonna come in this one.
Yeah, well, I just
surprised it didn't.
I think that they're riffing on the whole fact that, you know, you can kill off a character and bring him back because time travel or whatever, and it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, that trope felt like lazy writing to me.
Well, but that was part of the joke. He said lazy writing twice in the movie. And I think that's just something that, like, because the original Deadpool comics, the X-Force stuff, was not stellar writing.
It was
writing.
Genius. It was like Hemingway of comics.
Didn't they make a joke?
Rob Liefeld. They called out Rob Liefeld. He's like some guy who doesn't know how to draw feet.
Yeah.
And, really funny.
And that was so pretty good.
Yeah, so I mean, I think that's why it's funny. I think that I like this movie a lot because they were making fun of Marvel with, you know, in a fun way. But I mean, I think that they were pointing out all the flaws of
the movie itself.
Well, of the source material.
Oh, okay.
And I think that they were trying to improve upon the source material as much as they can. But I mean, that's, you know. I think that they did.
So Vanessa, like, legit dies, or she comes back with the time thing?
At the very end, she comes back with the time thing.
She legit dies in the film.
It's like a mid-credit scene.
Talking to her
scene.
Into some soul realm
right.
where they're having, like, these conversations in this dream
realm. So
what
happens is that...
Too serious.
I hope I'm not ruining anything if you watch it, but what happens is...
Doesn't matter.
You know
how the movie was spoiled for me?
Yeah.
Someone called the shop and said, do you guys have Uncanny X-Men... 183. And I was like, 183? What happens in that one? And it was like, oh, it's the classic fight between Juggernaut and Colossus. And I was like, oh.
Oh, nice. Okay, yeah, nice.
Well, that's just you assuming. Like, did he mention the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Well, here's the thing. What happens is in the film, and I should have mentioned this on the first show, in the film, Cable makes it a point to mention on a couple of occasions that he had two charges. To the Time Watch,
mm-hmm.
okay? One was to get him to the point, to the past, to where he can find Fire Fist and kill him before he kills his family. And the second was for him to get back.
Ah.
Okay, so he makes a point to say that. Okay, so what happens is that he decides at the very end to save Wade, right? Obviously,
okay.
So he can't go back.
Sure.
Okay. So fast forward to the mid-credit scene, and we see Negasonic Teenage Warhead and Yukio. Hi, Yukio. We see her and Negasonic Teenage Warhead futzing around with the she's fixes the time time watch.
They give it more charge, so
right,
they can
right,
go.
They give it more charge.
Time travel some extra
so
times.
So what he does is the that's very cool. first thing, right? Which sounds cool, right? So the very first scene in the mid credit scene is that he flips the time watch and he goes back to his apartment and he saves Vanessa. Okay. When you watch this movie, the emotional investment they want you to put into their relationship when she dies is so heavy-handed that when that comes around, that was lazy writing, and I was pissed.
I was happy to see that.
No, I was happy that she's back. You don't understand, though. What I'm saying is that I was pissed.
How can you be happy and pissed?
Because you're disregarding what you did in your own movie.
I know, right?
It's what you disregard in your own movie. But, and then, of course...
Yeah, but you got to remember, the best part about the movie, it's a joke, it's a comedy.
Correct.
So it's like, you can't get upset about that.
But you can't be so deep about it.
I was glad they threw away all... Because that means all that... garbage in the soul realm was like garbage, and it's okay to think that because she's alive now.
So he uses it two more times. One, he uses it to go back to Wolverine, X-Men Wolverine Origins, and he kills
Baraka himself.
Baraka Deadpool. Oh. Okay? Yeah, Baraka Pool. He kills him.
In front of Hugh Jackman.
In front of Hugh Jackman, which is great. And he kills him in front of Hugh Jackman. He says, all I'm doing is I'm correcting the timeline, is what he says. And then last but certainly not least, he time jumps again. And this time we see a script of Green Lantern and Ryan Reynolds. And Deadpool shoots.
And he kills Ryan Reynolds.
And he kills Ryan Reynolds from behind.
He paints the pages with his brains.
You're welcome, Canada. And the movie ends. Great stuff. Yeah. No doubt. Great stuff. Like, that's what I wanted the movie to be.
Oh, and they save X-Force.
Right. And that's right.
Walk away, Peter.
Walk away,
you
Peter.
You magnificent, privileged beast.
Yeah. And he saves X-Force.
I think he only saved Peter because by that point, Zeitgeist is already in the wood chipper. They don't show him save everybody
Why
else.
Does Zeitgeist have that weird cup thing?
Right?
Like,
actually comic accurate.
Really?
That's
it's like a Roundup cup. Like you used to
like
spray
it sprays it back in his face? Like, how does that work?
I didn't understand.
Because he's the only
I agree.
He's the only one that could take it, maybe? I mean...
He liked to drink his own vomit.
He's like, don't waste it.
It's like he was designed by a guy that couldn't draw any feet.
he was designed by Mike Allred. So,
yeah, so
you just made fun of an indie guy.
Yeah, so take that! Todd, but yeah,
and that was Skarsgård, right?
Yeah, that
yeah,
Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah.
He was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Skarsgård is Zeitgeist.
Yeah,
yeah.
Bill Skarsgård's pretty sexy.
So and then so
it was hard to see the sexiness in the movie.
What I remember,
did you see it still?
I just like
his run of the X Force was not a very successful one.
People dig it though. It they introduce Dupe, they introduce Zeitgeist, they introduce all these Mike Allred. Created characters.
Okay, I understand.
I mean, which are, as far as Zeitgeist's role in X-Force.
Oh, as successful as a team.
As the lead, the whole team died.
Okay,
so that's yeah. That's
I love.
All, that's all I'm saying. It's just it's funny that they killed off.
It's, well, it's pretty cute.
I guess that's comic accurate.
When they're all in the plane, and it's pretty cute when Deadpool said that this is going to be non-gender conformative. And all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, what are we going to be called? And they ask what you're going to be called. He says, X-Force. And they go, oh, it's kind of derivative, isn't it? And he said, yeah, it kind of is, which was really cute. And I thought that was great. And I was really looking forward to seeing X-Force in action. And I was just like, oh, my gosh. And I was really bummed
it's
about
gonna
it.
It's going to happen. There's an X-Force on the movie slate.
Well, I certainly do hope so. But, yeah, ultimately,
that's
though.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's just so.
I think that's so funny.
Yeah, it's just so strange that, you know, some of the things that happened in the film. We're just, I mean, like I said, I got to watch it one more time. But yeah, I walked out just extremely underwhelmed. And it's no fault of
a Yeah, but
back
it's a Marvel movie. It's a Marvel property. That's why.
Well, it's hard to please you.
It's true. I mean, it's very hard to please
you. You expect so much from these movies.
I mean, I do. You're like, you walk into them thinking every movie is going to be Grease 2.
Can I tell you something? That's true. I do. Can I tell you something which is interesting? I ran into an older couple. That came out
on purpose.
Yes, yeah. I was trying to
get away from me.
You say excuse me? Or?
I said get off our land, Howley, and then I moved on. No, I'm just kidding. What I did was
our land.
That joke fell flat.
Yeah,
my
no,
land
it didn't.
Is my land. It's only my land. Get off of my land.
No, this older couple was coming out of Avengers: Infinity War. And they were so excited.
They're all dead.
They were excited. They ran into me and said, "Oh my gosh, that was such a great movie. Do you know if there's going to be another one?"
No, that's it.
And I was like, and I told them, "They're all dead.
It's called Part One."
I said, "Why don't you pick up a comic, you old bag?" And then I moved on. No, I'm just kidding.
It's not called Part One.
Can we go back to calling old ladies old bag?
Go back. Yeah.
Okay. No. Okay. So this couple comes out and they were super.
It was kind of cool in the 80s.
They were super cute because they were like, "Oh man, I love this Avengers movie," and they really enjoyed it. I said,
"I love how they all died."
Yeah, and she says, "What's going to happen?" She was really worried. You know, like I said, "Don't worry. Next year there's going to be another Avengers movie."
No, you don't tell them that.
I couldn't tell her. I couldn't tell her.
Imagination.
I know.
I mean, come on.
Man.
You should have been like...
Okay, I know what you're saying.
Save it.
But here's what I said. All right, here's what I said.
There'll be another, but you won't live to see it.
I said no. I said that. The very first thing I said to them was, that's
I'm
it.
Following to your car.
I said, that's it. He wins.
And it's over.
And that's what I told him. But I said, and she looked at me and she said, "Oh my gosh, that really is it." And I said, to be fair,
you should have told her that Barry Allen goes year. And changes the timeline.
I don't know how long she has. I mean, she could die before 2019.
You don't give them hope?
Oh, I agree.
Don't give them hope.
But that's what Obama did. Look what happened.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Now we have real hope. Anyway, moving on. Here's what I want to say, though. When people walk out of Deadpool, and I think I mentioned this last show.
They were like, yay.
No.
Is there going to be another one?
Nobody. No, but it just seems like everybody walks out and is like, eh. And they don't much care for anything. No one walks out with a smile on their face like, hey.
They're not fans.
Like, when I walked out of Deadpool, I was like, man, this was great. I can't wait to see this again. And, like, no one was really had that.
You said that? Because the review, it didn't sound like you were saying that.
He wanted to feel that way.
Yeah, no. Right. Yeah, I really enjoyed Deadpool 1.
You and know what? Next time you go watch a movie, do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Walk out of the theater and go, wow, that was great. Really? Can't wait to see another one.
Not right. Possible.
Say it
without heavy medication.
Right. That's true. I'll do
but
that.
But if you say it, you'll lean more towards that direction.
All right, I will. Well, listen, before we wrap it up.
It will help influence the way your outlook on the movie is.
It's a good point. If
you think about it positively, you'll react to it positively.
That's true, and I came into
You're
Deadpool
like, yay,
2 very
I like a Fox X-Men movie, yay.
I came into Deadpool 2 very excited. I'm not going to lie, because I really love the first one. Mm-hmm. And I was just, maybe I was too
I think
excited.
The best part about the first Deadpool was it's so separate and apart from the X-Men universe. And with this one, it felt a lot more integrated to the X-Men, Fox X-Men universe, you know? Like, the Fox X-Men knew how good Deadpool was, yeah. And our... tying themselves to that star a little bit.
To be fair to them, it's smart because it's making them money.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
but they're also Fox is going to be owned by somebody else soon. So
yeah.
Why bother?
Comcast.
No.
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 Comcast.
No. Yeah, yeah.
Swoop in and be
no.
Be the white
the
knight.
The saving
Disney. I've got
affiliate.
Something that you do when you save someone.
Yeah, I'm going to start a GoFundMe for Disney.
Yeah, yeah.
To
I don't
raise
think they
the
need
extra
one.
Money.
No.
So
they're
listen.
Just being stubborn. I want to give them the extra money to put them over the top.
Final star ratings on Deadpool 2. I will start with Todd.
3.
Todd, wow. Okay.
Ooh.
Wow.
Out of how many?
Our stars are always out of 5.
Oh.
Not always.
I thought it was 4. I enjoyed it.
You liked 4? Wow. Okay. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah, you are.
Hey, Ron, what about you?
Out of 5. I usually do out of 4, but I guess...
Just do it out of 5, man. Come on.
Yeah. Mine was 2 out of 4 when I did my review.
Okay.
So you're 2.5?
So you're 2.5 for then.
Are you allowed to do a half a star?
You're
going to
stick with 2. Wow, okay.
No,
out of 5?
Format, I want you to review the reviews. What do you think? Out of 5.
Yo, out of 5? Yeah. Oh, man. That's so... I'm going to go with... 2-quarter portion.
Whoa.
Wow, that's
not
than,
even a full star.
I know, that's not, that's more than Ray gets. Alika, what did you give it?
I'll sell you a droid.
Ow.
I'm full up on droids.
You have too much neck.
What about you?
Probably be at about a 3.5 on that one.
Wow. I'm with Aaron.
He loves Fox X-Men properties.
I guess he does. Cause
I mean, it would have been a 4 if it wasn't for the leaning on the Fox X-Men, yeah.
I would give it 2 out of 5. I'm very...
You're at 2?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I was not impressed. I was not impressed. And I'm really sorry to say that because I like
And Ryan this is, Reynolds. You know, this is coming from Fox. These people make your favorite news.
Oh, Gannon said three.
First of all,
he gave up a three.
Gannon gave it a three?
Ganny.
Is that the guy Ganny?
That's Man Gannon.
Man Gannon.
It's Manning. It's Manning.
By Manning.
And this is Lady Gannon. So Lady Gannon gave it more than
three
you,
stars
Man Gannon.
By Manning.
Yeah. It's weird that Gannon waited till everybody gave their star rating. And then he...
That's true. Little lucky bastard. So anyway, Aaron, you, sir...
Welcome to the live chat, Drew. You've never seen the show before.
Yeah, we're very hard to please. Aaron is now, courtesy of a very amazing artist called Ron Kataguy.
Immortalized.
He is now famous.
Rabbi.
One of two.
In pixel
says.
Art.
That's true. He's how's this?
If an EMP goes off, that stuff is gone.
Okay, how's this? I'm going to post it up after the Facebook feed. Or excuse me, after the show.
When the machines rise up.
On Facebook.
It's going to happen. It will happen.
Aaron is on the latest Ron Kataguy Nerdwatch fan art drawing. Mm-hmm. You can check it out on Instagram at @_Nerdwatch. And not only he is sharing time with, obviously, Night Darling. And as we all know, or what
I Ron, wish I could be in a cartoon with Night Darling.
Well, the funny thing is that Ron now
draw
says,
me.
I will. I'm going to draw you.
Draw me, Todd.
As a dog?
You're definitely gonna be bent over. That's for sure.
Oh, doggy style.
But after the show, you can check it out. Night Darling and Aaron share a fan art courtesy of Ron Kataguy, a very talented artist. And not
who captured
only that,
the spirit of that relationship.
He did.
I can't wait. Maybe we should just. I want to do like an album of all of those so far. We've got all the main players, right? Ron, you don't have to make any more of those.
Ron is making cartoon. One more.
Of who?
Aaron gets another one.
How does he get another one?
Aaron gets another one.
Aaron asked him.
No, I didn't.
No, he didn't. Even.
You know, Aaron, no offense, but you're totally not an integral character on this podcast. Like, I'm just saying.
Don't listen to that.
I'm just saying if anybody should get two cartoons, it's me.
Yeah, Ron. Ron is making two for him. He gets one with Night Darling, and then he gets another
doo-doo.
One.
Doo-doo.
It's pretty crazy.
You definitely want...
I'm not down with that.
I'll put it up. So that,
you really want this cartoon with Night Darling.
Yeah, Night Darling commented on Ron's post and said it's so accurate.
It is pretty accurate.
It is pretty accurate. So, Aaron, we have come to another week. And you know what that means? It's Tuesday.
Hard
and that's
media. Mean
it's time to check in with the master of hard media. Aaron, what is coming out
Can
this
you do
week?
It without using your phone?
Yeah, wait. What comes out this week on hard media, sir?
Date night.
So, game night.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, that's the one, Todd. Good job.
I watched it last night, too. So how would I know?
It's on my list, best of this year.
Game night is on your best of list?
It's the highest comedy, right? It's hard to beat comedy.
Is it better than Cock Blockers?
Oh.
Is it better than Deadpool 2?
A million times better than both.
Okay.
I would say compared to Deadpool, it's mediocre at best.
Wow.
The filmmaking style is really incredible for a comedy.
All right.
Well, yeah, right. I mean, it's shot okay. The cinematography is okay. Yeah. The plots.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that like there's not. I mean, there are some really funny parts to the movie, but it's not. It's not silly. It never gets.
Yeah,
you know,
it's never. Yeah,
it's never.
Hey, there's a voice of reason in the chat.
What's that? Who's that?
Game night. You want to talk about 2 out of 5 stars?
Oh, no. All right. So that's out on Blu-ray this week. And what else?
And I picked up Red Sparrow.
Red Sparrow with Jennifer Lawrence. If you want to see her,
not familiar. Is that like a Black Swan sequel?
She's a Russian spy.
Oh, the Black Widow movie.
That's yes.
The one. Yeah, the Black Widow movie.
They were having sex in front of the class, and he said they write the A on their ass.
Oh.
Is that
the
thing?
They grade them on banging in front of the classroom. Sounds like something that would be interesting to watch in college, maybe. For the novelty value.
It's a good thriller.
Is it a good thriller?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, because it's a spy thriller.
So
is it really a spy? I mean,
does she does she reveal a lot more of herself in this film?
Yeah,
more than
compared
usual?
To all her other roles, but it's nothing
compared to.
It's so, nothing. Yeah. It's not a lot.
Are you sure? Because Mystique was pretty. Her Mystique was pretty.
She was covered.
Yeah, she was covered. But I mean, to be fair.
Well, the cool part is Joel Edgerton when he was being tortured with the skin grafting tool.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty neat.
That's a long movie too.
Red Sparrow,
Russian spies, and Jennifer Lawrence being sexually abused as a Russian spy. Apparently, gross. All right, moving on.
And then they re-released Jurassic Park for like probably the millionth time.
Man, oh, 4K.
Is just all over the place.
Yeah, he is
banging Russian spies and you know dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's a movie idea right there.
Just hope they don't start banging the dinosaurs. It's going to happen.
All right. So if you're interested in 4K, all four movies are currently out on 4K Blu-ray.
There's
all
like
of them.
Multiple.
I saw the third Jurassic Park in the theater.
Woof. Trust me.
The third one is good.
I tell you what, compared to...
That's where the girl's a gymnast and she uses her gymnastic skills to escape the dinosaurs.
That's two.
They went that far south by the second one?
What was the third one?
Yeah.
Jeff Goldblum's daughter.
The third one is the one where Samuel goes back to the island.
Back to the
where they start breakdancing to save the rec center.
And finds a couple's missing
Jurassic
son.
Park 2, Electric Boogaloo. Got it.
It would have been better than what they gave us.
That's the gymnastics one.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Three is good.
Yeah. All right. So three is actually pretty good. It's one of the shortest ones. It's like 90 minutes long.
Three is the one where they're walking on the bridge and the pterodactyl messes them up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what? William H. Macy and Tay Leone.
William H. Macy. Man, that guy's star shot super hard for like 5 years.
Have you not seen Shameless?
They're like, William H. Macy, you got to see this movie.
First of all,
Magnolia. Have you heard of it?
I resent everything you're saying because he's great in Magnolia.
Magnolia's
and he's great in Fargo. So screw you.
Yeah. Magnolia was an incredible movie.
Hell yeah. Yeah, and he's also great in Missionary Men.
Missionary Men. Holy
it's
crap.
It's the Shoveler.
Man. Oh, man.
Mystery Men.
Yo, Freud was right.
Mystery Men.
Great movie.
Missionary
Men.
Yeah. You know.
He was the Shuffler.
Three,
he was
the Shuffler. Men.
Is that what John Goodman?
Did you know, ironically enough,
yeah,
Mystery
John
Men,
Goodman's the bottom.
Mystery Men is the only film that Kinka Usher ever directed.
Yeah. Who's that?
I feel like you're saying that wrong.
He's the director.
Is that Usher's alternative?
No. His name is Kinka Usher, and it's the only movie he directed, and it's a very good movie. I'm surprised he never. Yeah. It wasn't very much accepted during its
Usher.
Time. I love Mystery Men. Mystery Men is great.
I gotta watch it. It's one of the movies I haven't seen, and
really?
I know I would like it because it's based
on
an offshoot. It's an offshoot of an independent comic. It wasn't even its own thing. It was from The Flaming Carrot, and it was like a joke in it was a joke in a parody comic.
Yes.
It's mostly Ganon. You don't have to.
And
everything.
The comic is hilarious.
By the way,
is my favorite.
Mystery Men is where we find out that you're an all-star.
And
of Smash Mouth.
Oh, great! Yeah. No, we all knew that song before that. I didn't watch that movie. I knew that song. Okay.
It's so very 90s.
Yeah, it is.
It's
super
so
90s.
I find that every comic movie that's based on an independent comic is always good. Like Ninja Turtles, Judge Dredd, The Crow,
Tank Girl,
yes, Tank Girl, Mystery Men, I'm sure is good. Like all of these weirdo
American Splendor,
The Shadow. That's pulp era. So
The Shadow is
that's
great.
Like
I don't care what anybody says.
Hero.
The Shadow is
The Shadow. I love The Shadow.
Fantastic.
Are you kidding me?
Movie.
I loved it.
I loved it. Very good movie.
Alec Baldwin. Can you get any better? The Boss Baby himself.
Can't get any hairier than
Boss Baby is your reference.
Well, he was actually good at Boss Baby.
Hey, shut your mouth.
His voice.
That's a horrible
his voice
show.
Worked
oh my god.
Yeah, but we don't go from The Shadow straight to Boss Baby.
He's the strongest Baldwin.
First of all, Steven is the strongest Baldwin. Then Billy.
What?
Steven was in Biodome.
And then Daniel.
So I guess I'll agree.
Steven only made two good movies.
Stephen Baldwin.
Stop it. Stephen Baldwin made.
Wait, Stephen Baldwin was in Sliver.
That's correct.
Fair game.
Backdraft. With Cindy Crawford. He's in Backdraft.
What?
He's also.
Oh, Backdraft. Ooh.
And
they
of course.
They like doing this. Where
no, no. Billy. No, no, no.
They're movie guys.
Billy Baldwin is in Backdraft.
Yeah.
Stephen Baldwin is in The Usual Suspects.
Stephen Baldwin was the one that was dropped a couple times. He has to be.
I think Alex the one that dropped him. He's like,
they
screw you, kid.
They would stack them all up is what happened. He was the one that was on top.
Playing Baldwin Jenga, apparently.
That's how they got Stephen famous.
Baldwin. All right.
That's how the Waynes did it.
Yeah. The Baldwins are their own super group, apparently.
They should have like a Baldwins versus Waynes volleyball match or something.
Love it.
That'd be very entertaining.
That would be so awesome.
I completely agree with you.
I love it. GoFundMe. Let's do it.
It deserves to happen in my lifetime.
The Hard Media. Is that pretty much it for the week?
Well, actually, there was a movie that Todd was really loving.
Which
came
is?
Out today, just killed, I Killed Giants.
Yeah.
Oh, is that out?
Yeah.
Do you have it?
Yeah.
On Hard Media?
I didn't get it.
Well, when you do get that Hard Media, I'd like to borrow that.
Mm. Yeah. And when you let him borrow it, I'm going to take the UV code because...
I don't know if there is a UV code.
I think it's on Amazon Prime for free.
Huh?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
On Prime for free?
No way.
How do they make money?
There's a Prime account on our TV. I'm going to watch it.
Watch it then.
We've been watching Westworld on it.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, okay. Of course.
On Prime?
You have to pay for the HBO add-on from Prime.
See, I did that. I tapped out on HBO.
Yeah.
Really hard after I finished.
I saw parts of
when Game of Thrones comes back. You're going to get that shit.
Of course. So good.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones.
I saw parts of the last
Westworld.
Last Westworld. They took it to Shogun.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that episode.
Yeah.
But apparently, yeah.
Wow. I'm down.
That's what I've been waiting for.
I still got to catch up with Game of Thrones.
Is that like on Eastworld?
Eastworld.
Eastworld.
The sequel.
That's Orientalist of you, sir.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I still got to catch up on... I love Westworld. I still got to catch up on Game of Thrones. I think I'm on episode 2 of season 1.
Got to spoil it.
What? Are you effing kidding me?
You're on season what?
You're not even on Khal Drogo, bro.
Yeah.
I'm on episode 0, season 1, and I own the seasons.
I own 3 of the seasons. Yeah. I don't even own all of them.
I haven't watched them yet. Yeah.
So how can you claim to love Jason Momoa without... the Khal... Aside from Conan the Barbarian, because he was great in that.
Sorry, yes.
But Khal Drogo is seriously his greatest role.
I'm going to say something that is sacrilegious, but I believe that Jason Momoa is a better Conan than Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I agree. I totally agree.
I am in that camp.
I think the reason the Arnold Conan worked is because he... Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Why do I have a Germanic accent? Krom, tell me.
Krom. That's good. Yeah, I
mean, it works because he was barbaric, but I think Jason Momoa, you know, he's a better Conan.
I think he's a much better. It's an underrated performance, and I think that he's.
It's
great.
Incredible. I'm actually was kind of surprised after watching it that they didn't, you know,
make
carry
a sequel?
It on. Yeah,
Conan the Destroyer.
Yes,
with Jason
Momoa, and then King Conan.
King Conan.
Yes.
Hell yeah! I would have been down.
That would have been so good.
GoFundMe. Let's do it.
That's our answer for everything.
All right.
Everything is successful on GoFundMe.
I can't wait, man.
Yeah, yeah. I can't wait to
start up a GoFundMe for Conan the sous chef.
We should start a GoFundMe to get Jason Momoa here from Maui Comic Con.
Ooh. Yeah,
would
I
get
was
so
really
molested.
I was super butthurt when that show that they had called Red Road with him and Lisa Bonet. They only did 2 seasons of it, and I really
there was a
it.
Show with him
yeah.
and his wife.
Yeah,
yeah
Red Road.
It's
yeah.
it takes place on an Indian reservation on the
really?
East Coast. Mm-hmm. It's super awesome. I love
it. What is
so
it?
Much.
Is it streaming on something?
It was on Netflix for
a
bit,
Netflix,
but
yeah.
I think it disappeared. But it
really?
Was really good.
It did disappear because it was actually a movie produced by Sundance.
I kind of want to check
channel.
That out now.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
it was good. I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched it too. It was good.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, it's obscure.
Oh, I'm
so.
Sorry. That's right. I don't put it past the New
yeah.
Mexican to watch
it. Oh,
anything.
Only 3 people watched it? I was
You're
one
You're New
of
Mexican?
I was one of the
3. Sort
I'm
of.
I'm an old Mexican.
Okay. Yeah. We're cousins.
Yeah.
Well, his movie Braven is actually pretty good.
Brave?
Braven.
Is that
oh,
out?
Braven?
Yeah. Came out like maybe last month, middle of last month.
Mm-hmm. On Hard
Straight
Media?
To DVD?
Yeah, with Stephen Lang.
I want to
yeah.
watch it.
You have it. Don't
he just oh. kicks ass in that
you
movie, basically, right?
That's what Aaron
does. Does he take his shirt off in that movie?
Of course.
Probably.
All right, cool.
That's his ass-kicking movie. He just finds people in a cabin. He's like, I'm going to mess them up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, did you guys
I got to take my shirt off first.
It's a little cold out, but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Please,
I
thank
you. I've known that shirts are very expensive.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to mess it up.
Jason Momoa is also in another film that a lot of people don't realize. Jason Momoa. His
no
brother.
More what?
Yeah, no more, you know.
Boto?
No more clothes.
No, Jason Momoa is in a film.
Better
with
not let him hear. No, no.
He's in another film with Sylvester Stallone. He's in a movie
called Aquaman.
Bullet in the Head.
Bullet to the head.
Bullet in the head.
He was like the bad guy. Villain.
It's not.
Momoa is a villain.
Yeah. Momoa is a villain, and they have an epic like fight scene at the end with axes, like straight up. Just
it's great.
Axes.
It's great.
It's an awesome movie.
It's an old fashioned 80s style action film.
That's what we
need.
Directed
by Walter Hill. It's great.
That's what we need. Why are these obscure movies? These should be like cheesy, over the top. Everybody
knows
them.
You have to watch them. By the way, speaking of action movies. This has been going around social media, and since we're talking about it, and we still have some time. No.
Great.
Has anybody seen the picture of Jet Li? Boy, oh boy, is he
That's
okay?
Not really him.
Is that real?
That's not him.
Or is that fake?
That was just some grandpa going, I'm Jet Li.
Because I'm like, is he
and now
okay?
The whole
internet's
like, we're so concerned.
Well, is he sick?
Yeah.
He has a heart condition,
Oh, wow.
Hypothyroid something, and he hunches over a lot.
Oh, he was so beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he did Badges of Fury in like 2016.
Well, my theory is that this is just like a copy from a single hair, and that this copy is just degrading. But the real Jet Li's out there, monkey.
It's the one all over again, right? Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Since we're talking
about zapping all the power.
Since we're talking about Asians, here's one.
You brought it up.
Yeah. Did anybody?
So here's the topic that I'm going to talk about. So,
on a scale of offense, we got quite a few Japanese.
Since we're talking about Asians, did anybody watch
Asians?
Asians.
Oh, okay.
Asian.
Anybody see the preview, the trailer for the new Jackie Chan movie?
No.
Oh, Bleeding Steel.
Bleeding Steel.
That looks great. I would totally watch.
He is dipping his toe into the sci-fi realm.
Nice.
He's a Chinese.
You have to now.
He's a Chinese cop taking on like a Terminator Borg kind of thing. It's pretty crazy. So I was like,
did anybody see the trip? I'm surprised we didn't cover this because this is the real star of the show. Is the trailer for Happy Time Murders?
Okay. Yeah. You know what's funny is that's I wanted to bring that up with you guys because there were a few trailers on the Deadpool movie that I did want to talk about a bit. Might as well do it now. Happy Time Murders was one of the bigger ones.
That looks so good.
I'm a little less enthused than most of you guys. I don't know about you.
What?
Yeah, I'm for it.
Because you hate Melissa McCarthy.
Yes.
I love
yes, I do. And I also am not... It just seemed like it was a Red Band trailer just to be a Red Band trailer. It felt like it was going to be offensive just to be offensive. It didn't seem like it was doing anything unique. And I was like,
I thought it was unique.
It was like, okay, we're just.
It was like those episodes of the Cosby Show where he goes to sleep and he wakes up and he thinks he's still, you know, whatever, and then he opens the fridge and it's all puppets. Those were the best episodes. Those are my favorite ones.
Oh man, there's a Cosby joke in there somewhere.
Don't.
Yeah, shut up, Todd.
About Muppets going to sleep.
Yeah. Anyway, Happy Time Murders are
they're basically
Melissa McCarthy.
A sock puppet. I mean, he's got a.
All right. We know.
All right,
where you're
so
going
Melissa McCarthy's in it along with she's in there with who
some
else?
Some blue puppet.
Joel McHale
was in it as well.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I like Joel McHale.
I love him. He's part giant.
Yeah, he is. It looks okay. I mean, I'm not rushing out to the theater to see it. I was a little bit.
I am
too far.
Yeah.
Oh,
too over the top.
Shut it.
No,
it looks awesome. Use of silly string.
Yeah, I mean, I still am.
Drew in the chat brings up a good one. It's Avenue Q meets Lethal Weapon. Kind of, sort of, with a lot of sex jokes, I'm guessing.
Have you not seen Avenue Q?
I haven't. So
No. Lethal Weapon, because I know it doesn't have a lot of sex jokes in it. That's what I'm saying. There's another Red Band trailer. Remember we watched?
That's totally Avenue Q.
Is there? I've never watched.
What Red Band trailer?
There was two Red
Predator?
Band trailers.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe it was.
No. It was...
Was it something else?
Yeah, because the Predator one was just a regular.
That was a regular.
Was anybody
trailer.
Impressed with the Predator trailer? I wasn't.
No.
It's just a reboot, kind of, right? Yeah.
It still looks fun.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm going to give it two thumbs up already because it's got Olivia Munn in it. And, you know, she's my
favorite. Is she fighting in this movie?
She's my favorite X-Men.
She
Munn is in it. I'm giving it two thumbs down.
I don't think she fights.
I think Olivia Munn, she was Psylocke in X-Men Apocalypse.
She seems like she's just the wife in this movie.
Yeah, she's.
She's the scientist that discovers that they're.
They're not going to let her fight, though, okay. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think they will.
I'm going to test Francine's girly girl skills. She once dated. There you go. There you go. Get right into character. She dated Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. No?
That's like sports stuff? I have no idea what this is.
What else?
What's a sports
you thing? Read Tiger Beat magazine, don't you, Francine?
No, it's teen, obviously. No, she's also,
Vogue.
She's in the movie Mordecai. Where would she know her Olivia Munn in? Because she's in, like...
X-Men?
No, she's never watched X-Men.
I don't watch X-Men.
Age of Apocalypse?
She has no idea.
Age of Apocalypse?
No one's seen that movie.
Yeah, no one's seen Mordecai. Look up Olivia Munn.
She's not very famous.
I'm sure you've got some unflattering X-Men. Pictures in your phone, Todd. Show Francine so she knows.
I've got the nude photos.
You're such an idiot. Other than Happy Time Murders, the Predator.
She sent nude photos to Chris Pine. So
she's famous now.
The other red band was Sorry to Bother You.
Oh!
He was in the Star Trek movie.
That's it!
Oh, yeah.
I want to see the film on that trailer pack that was called Sorry to Bother You with Tessa Thompson.
Oh, that looks incredible. Yeah.
That looks amazing. I think
there's been a lot of chatter about that movie for a while.
Yeah. The director's name is Boots Riley. It looks fantastic. It's very sci-fi, very fantasy, very I don't even know how to explain it.
What is it?
It's very original.
Yeah. It's extremely it's really
you guys aren't explaining it.
He's a telemarketer.
What is it?
The trailer doesn't even.
It's hard to explain
because it doesn't even.
Terrible at this.
It's not hard to explain if you. It's a concept movie,
right?
Where he's a telemarketer and he's selling out because he's black, but as soon as he starts to use his white voice, he starts moving up, but it's filled with literal hyperbole and just everything's exaggerated. Like he moves to the top of the company, and I'm trying to think like. Something outlandish like Naked Lunch, where you're just like,
oh, good. That's a good example.
Where the scenery is like, you kind of know where the story is going, and then it's taking it to its like craziest natural conclusion.
Tessa Thompson, I have not seen, I have not seen so much of Tessa Thompson in anything ever. So she looks great.
Tessa Thompson was Valkyrie, right?
Valkyrie, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she's the one that's wearing that the hands across her chest and on her privates. In the trailer, yeah.
And
so
Army Hammer's like a gangster.
And Army Hammer's a gangster in that film, The Lone Ranger. It looks really good. So Sorry to Bother You. That was thank you. That was going to bother me. Speaking of bother, that looked really good. And I think that was pretty much it. That was the three biggest ones because we saw another Mission Impossible trailer, which every time I see that trailer, I get super excited.
The newer one is way better.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I posted it to the
page. Group. Nice. We'll check that out as well. So, that was pretty much it for the trailers, I think. The Happy Time. Oh! Yeah. But that wasn't on Deadpool. No.
But it just came out.
I didn't say it was.
No, but you're right.
You just asked what trailers came out.
That movie's finally coming out.
That took forever.
What do you mean, finally?
No. It's been in developmental hell for a long time. No.
You're thinking about the Favreau one. Yeah. That's different.
That's totally different. What's with the old show over here? What's going on?
Andy Serkis is directing this one.
Yeah.
Andy Serkis is directing. This movie has been in developmental hell for the longest time. This movie was supposed to come out a long time ago. Andy Serkis has been committed to Planet of the Apes. He's been committed to other CGI projects. This was his baby. He wanted to make a dark version of The Jungle Book. This has been, like 7 or 8 years?
But the other Jungle Book was, like, just came out.
The Disney, right. No, it's very good. Listen, that Jon Favreau movie was great.
Is this public domain? Is that why?
Yeah, of course. That's why we're going to get another Robin Hood movie this year.
Sure.
With Taron Egerton or whatever the heck his name is.
Circus wants this to be like Tarzan, but better.
Right.
The new Tarzan.
Right. Nothing
wants
is not
to be darker.
Yeah, the one with Margot Robbie and his face? Is it Stellan?
Alexander
Skarsgård. He looks great without a shirt on, by the way.
I'm glad you. I didn't know.
Yeah,
because I couldn't tell. But I'm glad you told me.
He's
when you have upwards of 47 abs.
Yeah. Exactly. No, because it's what it is my admiration. My admiration is pure jealousy. So
your admiration.
Yeah, my admiration.
Oh,
is
Jesus.
Pure jealousy.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll never have that kind of just thinking about it. Anyway, no. I'm just messing with everybody.
When you're so cut that if you took a Sharpie and drew in between your muscles, it would look more cut.
Yeah.
That's how cut I want to be.
That's how cut Alexander Skarsgård is in The Legend of Tarzan.
There's like somebody that goes in there with like brown Sharpie and is just like, this is going to look killer.
That's pretty awesome. But ultimately, getting back to the point, Mowgli is a film that we have been waiting for quite some time, and we're going to get it.
We as in you and Aaron.
Pretty much.
No, I'm not.
Aaron was like, I can't wait.
Is this movie boring and nobody cares about it? I hope I get it on hard media.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. That's not even fair.
But it's true. Like, he'll name like 7 movies he just bought, and I'm like, they all sound boring. I wouldn't even watch them once if you gave me the DVD for free.
And then Gannon's going to say, you don't have to buy everything.
That's
and,
right.
But
right.
You go the week they come out and buy them at full price. Each and every one of them.
Well, not everyone. Some I do buy it cheaper.
You're like the anti-pirate.
There are movies that came out in the 80s that he wasn't around to buy, and now he's raiding the dollar bin for.
Do you collect VHS?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I still have them.
I respect that.
Oh, because you collect VHS?
Word.
Oh, wow. admiration and respect all around, apparently.
The only reason why he cares about you is because you still have Laserdisc.
That's right.
Dead formats. That should really concern you.
Dead
formats.
I love dead formats.
I love dead formats. I used to have a very extensive Laserdisc collection, by the way.
I need an escort out to the car.
Format, I got you. I'll jump in front of that bullet.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny. Anyway, peeps.
I'll settle for a dead Todd.
Well, there was one more trailer, though.
Cable will save me with this time watch.
That looked really good. It was called City of Lies. With Johnny Depp, he's the detective on the case of Biggie Smalls.
And oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Oh, we're going to have a movie glorifying the guy who didn't do his job.
Yeah,
pretty much. Like, oh, the detective who couldn't find the killer? Yeah, I hope so. Who's playing him? Johnny Depp? Yes. More Johnny Depp? Yes.
Why more Johnny Depp?
I don't know.
Ever again.
I was being facetious.
Okay, is this directed by Tim Burton?
I know. That would make it the best.
There's not enough sad white people in it to be a Tim Burton movie.
I'm very surprised at. I mean, maybe it's because of the popularity of the documentaries.
Like the whole Tim Burton crew in there is Helena Bonham Carter.
Helena Bonham Carter is in there. Yeah,
she was standing on the strip when it happened.
I'm just surprised.
It does have Forrest Whitaker.
Like I said,
I was actually there.
I'm very surprised that Biggie and Tupac really still get any. I guess, play in the theaters, because maybe it's because of the A&E documentary that was on, or that
maybe it's because the last time
USA.
Music was actually good.
Whoa, those are fighting words, but I agree with you that those can be fighting
I
words.
Actually Wikipedia'd somebody who's famous now on the Billboard charts, Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's like famous now, and that's like literally what people are doing for music nowadays, and Lil Tay. And all this bull crap. What the crap?
No, I agree.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
There's garbage out there for sure.
When we were young, I was like, we're cool. Everything sucks. Everything that old people do is dumb, and everything we do is awesome. And we'll never be that way. And then now I'm like, everything young people do now sucks.
The fact that I can sit here and say that Sum 41 is better than most music is really bad.
What?
That makes me want to throw up.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
What? Because I remember when Sum 41 came out and I was like, wow, a generic pop punk band. I sure hate this.
Oh my God, did you guys see the trailer for Bohemian Rhapsody?
Yes.
That was on there.
Finally. Yeah. A Freddie Mercury that doesn't get AIDS. That's the happy ending. It never happened.
First of all, it's gonna happen. But I will say this: that
just off camera or something.
I'm guessing. I have to
blame
you,
the Haitians.
I have to tell you that Rami Malek.
He looks incredible as Freddie Mercury. Yes.
Stick your. We'll land and I'll say Freddie Mercury dead.
Yeah. And in small letters, AIDS.
It's
like, can you just poke your front teeth out a little more, Remy?
They did. I was pleasantly surprised. I was prepared to be super disappointed because I was really wanting Sacha Baron Cohen to be Freddie Mercury. And I was so excited when I found out. And then so crushed when I found out that he wasn't going to do it.
Did you watch the trailer?
Watch the trailer.
Do you not like Rami Malek?
Yes. No, he looks great.
Doesn't he look good?
Yeah, he's going to do good. I'm sure he's
I just
do
hope
great.
This is another Straight Outta Compton where it's almost like a concert movie. Like you get right. a lot of the best performances.
I tell you what, when they did that remix on the trailer,
I didn't like that.
Bohemian Rhapsody and We Will Rock.
No,
I thought
like
that was awesome.
Their songs are too good. Just like you don't gotta mash them up together. What are we, millennials?
It was it was cool though.
Yeah,
I liked it.
I will say this.
I know, it's hard to tell.
Someone please tell me.
I'm really interested to see how this movie turns
Zennials,
out.
That's what we're called.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see how this movie turns out because this is like I said before. I think I said it on the show before.
More AIDS movies.
This is the movie that Brian
this
Singer.
Isn't the one.
Brian Singer walked off the directing, and they had to bring somebody on to finish.
No, he
it.
Didn't walk off. He's like, I better leave before they kill me because
it's
about to come out that I molested all kinds of people on movie sets.
It's possible, but yeah, Brian Singer did leave the project, and
he was pushed out.
Yeah, so I'm really interested to see how this comes together.
It's not like he left.
Well, he did. I think they did the Thanksgiving.
He goes through like phases of controversy where his controversies get dredged back up, and this was one of the ones. That's probably going to be the last time because now everybody's going down, and so he went and hid in his whatever cave or whatever it was, and they're like, "Come out, Brian! Please direct this movie."
Sex dungeon.
Just kidding. Stay in there.
Yeah. But yeah, ultimately though, I think getting back to the point, Bohemian Rhapsody looks.
You
incredible.
Ruined Fox X-Men. We hate you.
Is that movie around Christmas or November?
November 2nd.
Yes, November 2nd. Yeah.
So there's controversy going on right now.
I was gonna say 2 days before my birthday.
Because that Texas shooting.
Why you gonna steal my birth week, man?
The guy, kid that was shooting people,
took all the fire out of my announcement.
Songs.
All right.
Oh.
Wow.
All right. I guess we're even.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
I'll buy you a present. So, you can buy me a present.
All the witnesses in that Texas shooting, the guy that was shooting all these kids in the school was going around shooting each one and singing Queen songs.
For this past one in Santa
Fe?
Yeah,
this past one.
Wow.
So that's why I was hoping it wouldn't push back the movie.
Wow.
I didn't even know
because
that.
Of the controversy.
That's crazy. Yeah. I didn't know that either.
He was singing.
No, he wasn't singing Queen songs. Well, he was singing Another One Bites the Dust.
Yeah.
He wasn't like doing a medley in the hallway.
I was like, is that why he started in the art department?
Yeah.
Did it?
Those art kids are dangerous.
Oh my gosh! I was gonna say that's freaking
another
horrible.
Garbage person.
Another garbage
does
person.
Garbage stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, no, it hasn't. It hasn't moved the movie back. Yeah. It's still November. I think that would be from now until then. That's pretty far enough anyway. So we'll see. Rami Malek looks amazing, and I can't wait.
Amazing.
I can't wait to see Bohemian Rhapsody. It looks great. I just hope the Flash Gordon song's in there. That's all I want.
Oh. Best. You know, once I tried to rent Flash Gordon, and you know what was inside of it?
Mm-hmm.
Flesh Gordon.
Oh,
yes! I saw that once, and my life was changed forever. I was like, this is my number one favorite movie ever now.
Wow.
Have you seen Flesh Gordon?
No, because I didn't like it.
Well, it's not necessarily a porno. It's like
a
weird movie.
No,
it was strange.
I never watched it because I was such a fan of Flash Gordon from the 80s that I was like, I felt like this was a parody.
It's not sacrilege. It was awesome.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't mean to get it. We rented it at a Hollywood Video, and we rented it legitimately. It said Flash Gordon on the cover.
Yeah.
So we're like, cool, let's check it out. I heard good things
about
it.
You're so lucky.
And then we plugged it in, and it was
good? I mean, is it good?
First of all, it's Flash Gordon is like a pulp era hero anyways, so the storylines are cheesy to begin with. Sorry, G. And that's what
of course it is. I like that. That's what I like about
it. And the Flesh Gordon storyline is no different, except there's nudity and porn jokes in it all over the place. Yeah.
Right.
So they crash on the planet, and I used to know these characters so much better. He meets the lesbian underground and helps overthrow the evil Emperor Wang.
Yeah.
And
good.
Yeah. And his Emperor Wang's estranged son is like this gay prince, and he has his own gang of heroes or whatever, and there's a giant one-eyed monster.
It's too good.
You need to watch
it. I'll check it out.
It's like got Clash of the Titans style claymation effects. Yeah. It's really good.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
I'm really.
It's hilarious. It's like
I love the Flash Gordon from the '80s. I think it's one of my favorite movies. I think, and then that's why I didn't watch it, because it's like, man, I don't want them to make fun of that movie because I loved it so much. And plus, on top of that,
it's tongue in cheek, but it's really almost an homage too. If you're not off put by that kind of stuff,
I'll check it out. My second favorite Bond is in Flash Gordon. So yeah. Anyway, Timothy Dalton's in it.
Does he play Wayne?
Actually, he's my third favorite. I don't think he does.
Is he the beast with the one?
God, I used to know so many lines from that movie. I can't even remember.
All right,
anymore.
I'll see if it's available somewhere. I'll check
that
it
was
out.
Like my personality in high school.
Really?
It was just Flesh Gordon quotes.
That does explain quite a bit.
That's your personality now.
I can't remember any of the quotes. I feel so empty.
That is true. Surprisingly, that is very soft core considering how you grew up. I'm surprised.
Yeah, my dad owned a porn store.
He hasn't tried to hide that.
No, I'm just saying, but that's what I'm saying. It's very soft core for you. I can't say the word,
Starts with a P, ends with an Orno.
That's it.
Or that thing you used to have to live through.
Oh, for sure. Well, listen, gents and a lady, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you guys here.
He's talking to me.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. I'm glad we could talk more about Deadpool 2 and Hard Media. I can't believe I didn't even have a chance to talk about this, but this Thursday night is the premiere of Solo, A Star Wars Story, happening Thursday night at the MIMO Megaplex, 7
Boo.
O'clock.
Solo is going to be a thing.
Yes, it is. This week, Thursday.
This week.
I'm excited.
Are you doing anything?
I'm very excited myself.
I don't want to do anything.
It's going to be...
Are we doing something?
Yes, we are. So I hope it's going to be good. We're going to be there.
You let me down again,
Format will be there. Todd will be there.
I didn't get tickets. Well, I can't go.
All right, Francine will be there.
These tickets went quickly, actually. I didn't get tickets.
No, either. Lady Gannon, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Todd will be here gallagating that out.
Yeah, it will be. Are you going to go, Alika?
So
I
want
to see it, but I don't have tickets to the show.
Okay, if you didn't get tickets, come to my comics and lose at Galaga.
Yeah.
We'll just watch Star Wars, the original, and it'll be better.
There you go. So Solo's going to be
just a prediction.
I think it's only us, right?
What's that?
It's only us.
It's only us, I think. I think
they're going to watch the Battle for Endor, and it'll be better.
Whoa.
I have it on VHS.
Enough of your sacrilege. I still want to watch Caravan of Courage. I never watched that one.
Caravan of Courage is like the not bad ass one.
Oh, it's not?
There's no murder or anything. The Battle for Endor is like they wipe out the Ewoks in the first five seconds.
Yes, that's right. I never watched Caravan of Courage. I don't want it to. But, anywho, it's been an absolute pleasure. By the way, that shirt looks rather fetching on you, Aaron, and Format, obviously. And then, of course, the My Cringe Cinema is amazing. I wish they had my size and I'd sport it, but obviously they don't.
Why don't you buy two of them and tape them together?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Bonfire.com Jeez. Doesn't have your size?
No, they don't. I've already checked.
They only go up to 3X.
I checked with Lady Gannon and she said no. So...
Nobody insults the blob.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. But it has been fun this week. We'll be back next week with a spoiler cast for Solo. I can't wait to hear everyone's opinions on that.
Spoilers, he joins the rebellion. He gets frozen in carbonite.
Spoilers. He's hooking up with Emilia Clarke. For sure.
Lando double crosses him.
That's right. I guarantee you Lando's gonna lose the Millennium Falcon.
Ooh, spoilers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lando's pansexual, by the way.
Yeah.
Meaning that he probably gets a little Solo drive in there.
He'd have sex with frying pan.
You scoundrel.
That's why they're called scoundrels. That's awesome.
Why?
Why,
G?
Oh, no.
Why are they called scoundrels?
He
knows what his curly hair smells like.
That's disgusting.
Coconut oil.
That's disgusting. Oh, my gosh.
Accurate.
Anyway, we are out of time. Make sure that you guys check out this Saturday. Be here by 5:30. Show starts at 6 for Molly Crin Cinema at Maui Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah, where are
nothing
we,
nothing but trouble.
Well, nothing but trouble. 115 South Waukea Avenue. Brought to you by, of course,
Francine. 100% Francine.
Lady Gannon.
Not 100%.
The founder of Maui Cringe Cinema.
Come on.
Lady Gannon.
Yay,
and,
come watch movies with us.
And enjoy, of course, enjoy hot dogs.
Hot dogs?
That are massaged, apparently.
Mobile massage.
They're brought to us by...
Melt Mobile Massage.
Melt Mobile Massage. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
And photos by Dwayne Sparkman.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Ah, it's going to be
such a handsome
fun.
Name.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Isn't
Dwayne
it?
Sparkman.
Dwayne Sparkman.
Dwayne Sparkman. That's good stuff.
That's when your tooth is supposed to twinkle. When
yeah,
you say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
What special agency did he
I know,
from?
Right? So check that out this Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. You do not want to miss it. For more information, you can actually hit up Maui. Maui.
We've made a few posts on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Francine's been posting about it.
Good.
Between the two of us, you should.
We should have like five people here. It'd be awesome.
Yeah. Be a lot of people.
That's good enough for me.
All right. So for the comic book artist extraordinaire, Todd Bernardi, for the master.
You don't speak for me.
The master of hard media, our very own sweet cinnamon scallop. A-Ron.
Oh, gross.
Of course.
That does sound so gross. We should cook that one day just to see.
The gaming guru format.
Terrible.
And, of course, the godfather of comic books, Dr. Daddy Lee.
It's a me.
Lady Gannon.
And, of course, last but certainly not least, Francine Wallraven, a.k.a. Lady Gannon.
A.k.a. Wallraven Art.
Wallraven
because
Art.
Because she does awesome art.
Yep.
Thank you, guys.
Especially for the Maui Comic Con.
Her whole life is Kickstarter.
I just made Gertrude of Todd.
Yeah, why don't you?
That's
a beautiful picture of Todd.
Yeah, that's accurate.
It's comic book accurate. Anyway,
why is the semen purple?
If the comic book you're reading is The Pervert,
that's right.
On Image Comics.
We'll see you guys back here next week for the solo spoiler cast. I, of course, am G Money. So until next time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. Until next week,
aloha. Podcast for nerds. Yes. What am I doing?
You're a total.